What is going on, crypto family? So do I have a fun one for you today. This is with John Kim. He's the Litecoin chief evangelist. This is part one of a two-part interview. The second one will be in person at the Coinvention conference there in Philadelphia. Let me just tell you, I have got a ton of respect for this dude. I am not a big fan of Litecoin. I've said that for years, but I am definitely a fan of John Kim and what he's doing for Litecoin. I think every project needs some super passionate evangelist like him on the team. And you know, I didn't want to turn this into a debate, but I did briefly poke the bear a little bit on a few things. I didn't defend too hard and turn this into a debate, but it was fun to get this guy fired up though, and I'm sure you'll see that, right? Also, you know, after having said that I'm not a fan of Litecoin, I really do want to commend them on the adoption that they're getting and trying to get, because I want all solid blockchain projects to succeed and to bring value so more people come into crypto and blockchain for all of us. And who knows, maybe in part two, you know, he'll change my mind and make me a Litecoin fan. But, you know, I doubt it. Anyways, I had a great time hanging out with John Kim. This is one funny, charismatic, and smart dude. Whether he says he is or not, you know, I'm sure that you'll quickly see that he is. So I'm sure you're going to enjoy this, and make sure that you check him out on Twitter. You know, I'm not all that great following people on Twitter, as he points out, but I'll definitely make sure I follow this guy and keep up to date on his Litecoin journey to mass adoption, right? So make sure you do as well. Anyways, let's go check out the interview. I'm rambling like crazy here. It was a great time. Let's go check it out. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got the one and only John Kim. He's the chief evangelist of Litecoin. It's not a title, it's a goal, right?
Yo, John Kim 77. You know me. And if you don't know me, you should know me, because I want to be all over Twitter, social media, representing that Litecoin and mass adoption, baby.
It's awesome, man. So John, tell us about yourself, man. How'd you get into, you know, the crypto space, man? What's some of your background?
You really want to hear my background? I don't think you want to hear my background.
Lay it on us.
All right. So I'm not a techie. I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have a college degree. I'm a simple man with a simple plan. I opened 15 businesses in 5 years. Got into crypto early 2017. Did a lot of, you know, trading, and got wrecked a couple of times. And the more I studied about the blockchain, the Bitcoin blockchain, the more I was intrigued and fascinated. Then I saw Litecoin, and I just fell in love with Litecoin. I just fell in love with the creator. I just fell in love with how it made more sense as a daily payment option. Same code as Bitcoin. Since 2011, I believe, and you can argue with me all you want.
Okay.
Since 2011, it's the most reliable blockchain in the world, because it had zero downtime since 2011, 100% uptime. Even Bitcoin can't say that, because Bitcoin had to start two blocks back at one point. So Bitcoin is the king and the most secure blockchain in the world. But Litecoin, I believe, is the most reliable blockchain in the world because of its zero downtime.
Zero downtime. All right, cool. Why would somebody use, you know, if we want to go down this route? I'm a fan of you, man. I like you. I'm not a huge fan of Litecoin. So why would somebody use Litecoin over, say, something like XRP or Stellar or Bitcoin Cash, when you've got, you know, slower transaction times, higher fees? You know, what's the reasoning behind that?
Because first of all, you should never compare those coins to truly decentralized cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Litecoin. Okay. That's where you messed up right there, Beatles. I love you as a human. Good looking dude. I like your energy. I like what you stand for. But don't you ever, 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 ever compare Litecoin to one of those.
So you don't think Stellar, you know, is decentralized as much as Litecoin? How many developers does Litecoin have versus, you know, like Stellar? And how many developers does, you know, Litecoin have versus like Bitcoin Cash? How many nodes is it on compared to, you know, the two of those other cryptocurrencies? I mean, it's easy to say it's decentralized, but is it? I mean, who's, you know, who's running all the nodes, and who's working on the actual code and all that kind of stuff?
So here's the thing, right? Like, there recently there's been a lot of FUD, right, about Litecoin development. First of all, I'm not a technical guy. Warning, okay? So what I'm saying could be wrong, all right?
I'm going to defend something, but it could be wrong. All right.
I'm going to attempt to defend something from a guy who does not have a technical background, so this may not be legit, so don't take my word for it. How about that? You like that? I just want to be open. I just want to be honest, right?
I love the disclaimer.
Yeah. So the genius behind what Charlie Lee did was creating Litecoin and copying the code, right? Open source code, right? The genius is that all we have to do is merge the code from the best developers in the world, which is Bitcoin. The best developers in the world are working on Bitcoin. There's no question about that, right? And it's the same code. It's just a slight difference in quantity and speed, right? So what we do is whenever the Bitcoin developers update, we take it and then we merge the code, right? People can say whatever they want, but I thought that was the genius thing of Charlie Lee, to be able to work with Bitcoin and to not have this massive amount of developers, because all we have to do is merge the code into the Litecoin, right? To me, that's genius, right? You don't need all these people and new people trying to develop. And another thing, I believe Litecoin sets the standard of how to launch an altcoin. It was fairly launched, 150 Litecoin pre-mined just for the Genesis block, but everything else was fairly launched just like Bitcoin, right? And here's what I love about Litecoin. Litecoin really does complement Bitcoin in every way. Let me tell you why. Whenever me, Litecoin Foundation, Litecoin East Coast team, West Coast team, we go out and we push for adoption, like the last big one was Beverly Hills Lexus, right? I went in there, got the deal done. They're accepting Litecoin as payment for their cars, right? They automatically get Bitcoin, right? So all the boots on the ground efforts that we are doing right now, we are actually doing it for Bitcoin as well. Because Charlie Lee always tells me Bitcoin and Litecoin must go together. And he also tells me the truth. Litecoin has less chance of survival than Bitcoin. So in everything, we don't compete with Bitcoin for miners. We didn't fork off of it and try to become Bitcoin Cash using the brand and trying to give itself validity, right? What we did was we could call it Litecoin, and we are 100% sure that we are just the silver to Bitcoin's gold, right? If Bitcoin becomes a store of value, Litecoin is going to be that means of exchange for small transactions, right? And maybe Bitcoin maximalists, all these people, they have this big theory that once Lightning Network is done, there's no more reason that Litecoin is going to be needed. But it still needs to go on ramp. And Litecoin is still 2.5 minutes, and Litecoin is still cheaper, right? And most Bitcoin maximalists that I listen to or that I've met, they all tell me one thing. They are not spending it. You know how Tone Vase got to Jimmy Song, Roger Ver got to Tone Vase and Jimmy Song in that cruise, that crypto cruise, where they were debating? They got stumped when he asked them, what was the last thing you bought with Bitcoin? What I'm saying is this. Yes, Bitcoin, for some reason, became a store of value now. I accept it. It's a store of value. Nobody wants to spend it. Most people have it locked up in their Trezor in their cold storage wallet, and they're not spending it. But people are spending Litecoin. And if you don't believe me, go to my Twitter page, at JohnKim77, and watch all these people that are actually spending Litecoin as payment. In this part of the discussion with this, since I'm not a technical guy, Bitcoin is king. It will always be king. And even Charlie said, always own one Bitcoin before you buy Litecoin. We are here to truly speak with our action that Litecoin truly does complement Bitcoin, and we do not compete with it. Whether you like Litecoin or not, we have people on the ground pushing for adoption for Litecoin and also Bitcoin at the same time.
I think you got a couple right there just coming up behind you, getting ready to spend some Litecoin there in Starbucks, right? So
yo. You see my slanted eyes? I saw them. Asian people have more peripheral vision than white people. I saw them.
Like I said, man, I love this guy, dude. Not a huge fan of Litecoin, though. All their topping points that you said, like I could sit here and debate with you all day long on them. You know, it's like, you know, a copy of Bitcoin, that's why it's better. It's like, okay, it's faster. It's using, you know, ASICs. You know, it's got, you know, four times the amount of Bitcoin. We could get into all that kind of stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, if you're just waiting for Bitcoin to make breakthroughs so that way they can just implement it into Litecoin, Litecoin is just basically the DeLorean of cars, just waiting for something else to come out they can plug into their car to make it better. We don't have any engineers here. We're just waiting for the real guys
We have great developers. Number one being Charlie, number two being Xingxing, and number three being Thrasher. And we have great developers, but we don't need this massive team of developers because of Bitcoin, right? And we're also working on confidential transactions right now. Let me tell you this. I thought we were done with discussion and you opened up a can again. So here we go. So check it out. We understand and we appreciate the Bitcoin community because they do most of the development and we just merge the code, right? That's why we took one for the team for SegWit. You remember SegWit?
Of course.
SegWit Gated Witness. Litecoin implemented SegWit first to make sure that it was safe for Bitcoin to implement. And what do we have now? The only scaling solution is Lightning Network. And the prerequisite to be on the Lightning Network is segregated witness. And who is on the Lightning Network is Bitcoin and Litecoin right now. So you can say all you want, right? But we appreciate what Bitcoin does for us. And therefore, we take one for the team to make sure that it's safe to go on Bitcoin Network as well. And I just believe, minus all the FUD, minus all this comparison, behind the scenes, we really work well together. And when Charlie said Litecoin complements Bitcoin, we're proving to you every day that that is true. Whether it be adoption, whether it be taking one for the team for SegWit because we appreciate it. In every way, we try to stick with our guns about we truly complement Bitcoin, right? So it's his sidekick, right? I mean, if he's Batman, okay, we'll be Robin. Can Batman win without Robin? Yeah, you know, Batman, he got it all. But Batman looks better with Robin. Batman, when he has little Robin next to him, right? It just looks better, and it works better as a team. So let's move on, since I'm not a technical guy, and I don't want you to try to stomp me. So move on to adoption.
There's so many cans of worms you opened up right there, and I'm afraid that if I don't, people are going to think that I don't want to debate it with you. But
I'm not a debater. I'm a simple man with a simple plan. Hey, listen, you beating me is like you beating a midget in a fight. That's just dumb. Why would you even want to battle with somebody like me that's not a technical guy?
No, and I don't. What I'm getting at, though, is, as far as the Litecoin use case, being kind of complementary to Bitcoin and stuff like that, waiting for Bitcoin to do the hard work before Litecoin implements it, and then Litecoin not basically being a competitor to Bitcoin if people are taking Litecoin instead of Bitcoin. It is actually, competition. If Charlie sold all his Litecoin at the top, and so now, you don't see a lot of development work going on. You start to question things a little bit, but...
Hey, Biddles, are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Are you really on Twitter? Because I don't think
that much. Not that much.
Listen, whenever I'm talking to you, Beatles, all right, you sound like a guy that doesn't do Twitter because there's so much news that's on Twitter right now. Because if you were active on Twitter, half of the things that you just asked me, you wouldn't have asked me because you would have been up to date. I really want you to check out Charlie Lee, Satoshi Light's Twitter feed and look at all the development that is actually going on right now.
Yeah, the last tweet I saw by him was where he said he dropped the ball and didn't have developers for Mimblewimble. So that was the last tweet I saw from Charlie.
No. See, I'll check it. Quote him right. You can't misquote him. That's not what he said.
So tell me then, what did he say exactly?
I don't know, but it wasn't that. No, actually, Adrian is working on. He's releasing an update right now, and also Charlie and some of the other people have started to work on a confident transaction with Mimblewimble with extension blocks. So a lot of things were updated. Sometimes when FUD comes out, I'm a man, right? You're a man, and sometimes you got to be able to see on the other side of bad news or bad FUD, right? Sometimes you need something like that in order for you to, let's show these people what's up, So either you can be mad about it or you can do something about it. And we chose to do something about it. You know what I mean? So when the smoke clears, I'm betting that it's going to be Bitcoin and Litecoin as a means of exchange and a store of value. That's what I'm betting.
Cool, man. So tell me about SpeedNap. Now they got you all fired up. So...
You ain't seen fire yet, baby.
All right, well then I'll just keep poking.
Pokemon. We started Pokemon. All right, so Speedin is an app that was created by Flexacoin, right? Flexacoin, the CEO is Trevor and Tyler Spaulding. Tyler Spaulding and Trevor, they're both MIT graduates, right? And Tyler actually worked at NASA, so he's basically a rocket scientist, right? And he worked in the payments business for about 20 years.
So some decently smart guys. All right.
Do you know why I love my job, even though I don't get paid? Because I'm surrounded by three MIT people, Charlie Lee, Tyler, Trevor. I can literally honestly say I am the dumbest guy in the room every time we meet. You know why they like me? Because even though...
It's that smile, man.
No, even though I'm a simple man with a simple plan, I get stuff done. And I believe they think that I keep my word and that I'm reliable. So how I met Tyler was he released Speedin app during consensus in New York, and Litecoin wasn't on it. Now, as the chief Litecoin evangelist, which is my goal, not my title, I got mad, right? So I went to consensus without a ticket, and I confronted Tyler. So I used to be an ex-cage fighter. When I saw Tyler, he was 6'4". So I was like, I better tone it down a little bit. Just in case he knows how to throw a little 1-2. And I went up to him and I told him my case, right? I was like, look, Litecoin community, we actually spend Litecoin to push for adoption. We actually sometimes take a loss and go push for adoption. If any community is going to support you, it's going to be us. So why are we not on there? So we had a little talk and I promised him one thing. You add Litecoin and you will find out which community is truly the most proactive and passionate community out there. And 3 months later, that's what he said on a talk, even on a press release. He said he is so proud and so impressed with the Litecoin community. So I started a hashtag Speedin with Litecoin campaign, and it's video of me going to different shops and spending Litecoin with Speedin app. And I post on Twitter. And my first video was with me and Charlie Lee and some other guys. We're at AMC movie theater. He paid for everything with the Speedin app with Litecoin. So let me tell you why this is so important. Flexa never paid me, doesn't pay me, we don't even really engage that much. I do my thing, they do their thing. They got big brain, NASA, MIT stuff to worry about. Me, I'm worried about the little people, right? So the great thing is that I actually went out 2018, August 6th, I sold everything, got in my Litecoin truck, and I drove around the United States over 10,000 miles pushing for adoption and getting businesses to accept Litecoin as payment. Do you know what I went through? How much rejection, how much hard time that I had to deal with in order for them to even consider?
You're the ugly guy in the bar. You're trying to hit on all the hot chicks. You need more booze.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean then.
Dude, I'm a blockchain baby. I've been here since 2011. People think I'm on crack when I start talking about Bitcoin.
Right? So that's why so many people talk about Bitcoin, Litecoin, blockchain, and cryptocurrency, but nobody wants to go out and see the reality of how beginning stages we are in. I mean, we are so young. Like when you go to Midwest, I couldn't give away Bitcoin, literally. Like, no, I don't want it. So when I went on that tour, I was literally depressed, bro. I was literally like, I just sold everything for this. Nobody gives a dang. I thought on Twitter, everybody wanted cryptocurrency. Everybody was interested. No, in real life, they don't care. And for me to go out there, me and Johnny Litecoin, we signed up stores to accept Litecoin, right? And I realized through all those rejections, through all that hard work behind the scenes that nobody sees, I learned to find a solution for their problems instead of being depressed about being rejected all the time. So we came out with a solution from Alliant Payment where you accept Litecoin as payment and it gets, at the point of sale, changes to fiat at 0.89%. So I went into big business and said, hey, look, man, you're saving about 2% versus a credit card transaction. So we closed Bob Moore Subaru. They accept Litecoin as payment because we gave them an online login product that you don't need a contract. You don't need anything machine. It's just easy. You put in the price, prints out a QR code. That's it. Done. So we try to make it easy as possible. But the reason I'm pushing the Speedin app is that anyone with a phone that downloads this app can actually go out there and spend it. And let me tell you one last thing about my aha moment. In the Speedin video, I did it with my 12-year-old son and I did it with my 3-year-old son. My 3-year-old son pushed the button, gave the barcode, they scanned it, done. I said, it's so easy, a 3-year-old can do it. But let me tell you something, what I learned from my 12-year-old, I gave him a Litecoin. He had it in his loaf wallet, never touched it. He took me out to AMC and he paid for the movie with Litecoin. You know how he thinks of Litecoin now? Money. You can actually purchase goods and services with Litecoin. So in his mind, in his young mind, look, kids, they don't do what you tell them to do. They do what they see you do. And I truly believe that knowledge kills. Knowledge that is not lived out in experience it makes your head big and you just become a great arguer, right? If your knowledge comes out in experience, it becomes wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge lived out. So whenever I'm doing a transaction with Speedin, the other side of the counter, the people who are checking me out, I'm able to start a conversation with them. They ask me, what did you just use? I use Litecoin. What's Litecoin? It's cryptocurrency. And this conversation starts every time I use Speedin. And they see, okay, listen, I did a live stream one time. I got some flack for it. 99% of the people in this world does not have the time or the intellect or the schooling to understand blockchain technology.
Welcome to the 1%.
Okay, so these 1%, they talk about Schnorr signatures and block time, all this. That's fine. But in the real world,
nobody cares.
And nobody got time for that. Right? And nobody got time for that. So my job is to make it as easy as possible for people to see cryptocurrency as money instead of a speculative asset.
Exactly, man. That is the goal, man. Make it stupid simple.
Exactly, right? So that's why you said it, stupid and simple. And who am I? I'm the stupid and simple. No, listen, people think I'm the same.
No,
literally, I'm stupid and simple. And the reason it works for me is because 99% of the people in this world are like me or lower. Because I had opportunity in America to at least get a good education, right? I just came back from a 6 Asia country tour where they're just trying to live. They're just trying to eat. You're telling me you give them a 5-point discussion on a blockchain and how it works? It's even going to go through their brain? So listen, Bitcoin has all these great, brilliant people. But Litecoin has me. I represent. No, listen.
Listen, man, you are not stupid nor simple, man. I love the energy. I love your drive. I love the evangelism aspect of everything. You're like a motivational speaker, dude. It's incredible. I love listening to you speak, man. You're awesome. So, but don't put yourself down and don't be saying you're part of the 99%. Because we all know you're smarter than you're playing.
No, here's the thing.
You can't have 15 successful businesses, my friend.
And I failed a lot of them. Really? I learned as I went. So when I say that I'm simple, that I'm stupid, I'm not putting myself down. You look at this smile. Does it look like a guy that I'm always putting myself down? No, I am proud, right? I'm not proud that I didn't get an education, but I am proud to represent the 99% of the people that can see eye to eye with me. And that I can actually sit there and carry on a conversation. Listen, 2009, I wanted to go serve the homeless. I served the homeless people for 3 years with my own dime. I went from feeding one person under a tent to 1,000 people a week. Now listen, when I was with them, I wasn't just with them once a week. I took one of them and I lived with them just to see. I even went into the homeless shelter for a couple of months just to see how it feels to live in a homeless shelter. What am I saying? The only reason when I talk, it makes sense is because I'm not talking or regurgitating information that I heard from somebody else. This right here, in my 42 years of life, I have practiced leading by example. I've practiced, right? Action speaks louder than words. And when you listen to me, Beatles, this is not someone who's just trying to be smart. Listen, when you look into my eyes and I talk, you feel something. Do you know why? Because everything that I say comes from the inside, that I went through the pain and the darkness of everything, and I'm able to say it with fire. And listen, in Twitter, there's so many people that are tweeting out this great tweets where everybody's retweeting. But let me tell you something. There's no one on Twitter right now that can get people to move with action more than me. No one is willing to step away from their computer and go out in the real world and show what it's really like. They can go to conferences and speak. They can go to all these conferences in a business class and go and speak great speeches. But me, I don't need to do great speeches because I'm representing the 99% of the people that needs my limited vocabulary, that need. Dude, do you understand on my tweets? I don't even know where to put commas. And people like freaking make fun of me. I'm saying, it's all good. But I bet you can't do what I do, right? I bet you can't inspire and put fire in people and get them to move the action. Listen,
like I said from the beginning, man, this is why I love you. Not a huge fan of Litecoin, but you, my friend, are one hell of a dude, man. You are.
My heart beat for Litecoin.
You're sitting there just flexing and pulling an Arnie on us, man. That's awesome, dude. I love what you're doing for the space, man. I really do, man. I love what you're doing for people. Like I said, you know, when I was saying you're not stupid nor simple, it's because of all the amazing things that you're doing, not only for like the homeless, but for helping, you know, bring awareness to blockchain, regardless if maybe it's on the wrong coin. But anyways.
Mr. Beatles, I'm going to tell you this. You don't have to like Litecoin, right?
Yeah.
But every coin needs somebody like me.
You're absolutely right, man, because I'm telling you, nobody's going to get adoption unless they got somebody like you out there getting people behind it, man, because I don't care how good your tech is. If nobody hears about it, nobody sees it, nobody uses it, it dies. So we definitely need people like you in the space, man. You know, you're a treasure, dude. You're awesome, man.
I want you to promise me one thing, Beatles.
What's that?
I want you to follow me on Twitter and turn on your damn notifications.
When I say I'm on Twitter, what I mean by that is I post to it, you know, with links to the videos, but I'm not one of those guys that, you know, has the time to read through.
Hey, I may be stupid. I'm not deaf. I know what you meant. What I'm telling you is turn on your notification.
All right.
So you can see with your eyes that I'm not about that BS.
Yeah. No, for sure.
With your eyes, everything that we talked about today is probably 10 times more than what you're expecting in your head.
All right. Well, I will definitely start following you today so that way I can keep an eye on all the stuff that you're doing, man. So with Speedin, for people that don't understand, you can actually use that app right now to pay for services at all these different restaurants, stores using Litecoin, right? So What is the fallback I see of this? I think it's incredible to get people using crypto, obviously, but what about the merchants, right? So if they're using Litecoin and they settle on a $5 ticket, and then they get paid by Litecoin, it's $3.88 or something like that. Say it had a bad day or something. What is the merchants, you know, what's their recourse there? They just eat it? Or
that's not the system. It's point of sale, right? And then it gets settled on the background, right? So the merchants get paid exactly that amount at the point of sale. They don't have to worry anything about price increasing, decrease. There is no volatility on their part.
Excellent.
So all they need is a scanner. Let me tell you, everyone that's accepting it right now. Nordstrom, which girls love. Nordstrom Rack, which girls with less money love. AMC, Baskin Robbins, Dunkin' Donuts, Hot Topic, tens of thousands of locations. And this year, the place that's going to accept it is going to make your mouth drop.
Oh, we got to wait for it, huh? We got to wait for it?
You don't get everything for free, because you don't like Litecoin. If you like Litecoin, I'm able to drop some hints. But you know what? I'm going to go to somebody that likes Litecoin on YouTube, and I'm going to drop him a hint so he can get the exclusive. How about them apples?
Hey, that's quite all right, man. So I've been upfront about it for years. So it's not like this is something that, I just came up with a couple of weeks ago. But I love what you're doing in the space. Obviously, I don't care what crypto project it is out there, man. I want them all to succeed for the most part. Anything that brings value to the world that people can use and benefit from, you know, that's what I'm all about, man. Being your own bank, being able to go anywhere in the world, spend your money anywhere you want without having somebody in between you and the merchant, some kind of bank taking transaction fees or telling you when you can spend your money, when you can't. You know, that's what got me into crypto. You know, crazy guy named Max Kaiser that I love. You know, he's dude's incredible, man. Talk about guys that have some fire and passion. You know, when you're talking to him, you know, he'd just be like this, you know, just all nice and casual, calm, and boom, explosion, man.
I talked to him at the Magical Crypto Conference, and I was like, he is the real freaking deal. He's just as real in person and on TV, man.
I love me some Max. So, dude, more about yourself, man. So what do you do for fun, man? You got some hidden talents or skills. You said you were a cage fighter. So tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, so I used to fight in the cage. I don't anymore, but I work out a lot. I still box. I still do some Muay Thai. I still keep myself in shape. This morning I woke up at 4 and I ran for a long time. The reason I do that is because I'm 42, right? I'm 42 and I was in the best shape of my life at 30. I mean, 8-pack, I mean, crazy, right? Like I had to eat hamburgers to slow down my metabolism, right? But I'm 42 and my mind keeps telling me that you're done. You'll never be the way that you were again, right? It keeps telling me that I'm an old man now. I'm on the other side. But I'm on a mission to prove to the world and to myself that I'm going to be the best shape of my life at 40, over 40. And I want to prove myself and the people out there wrong, and to be an example to everyone who's giving excuses. Say, no, it's possible, bro. And I can tell you from my experience. So that's what I'm doing, because I'm going everywhere. I'm traveling everywhere. I'm hitting up stores. I need energy. I need to be fit in order for me to go out there and push for adoption, right? I'm freaking working it, man. I'm working it. And when you meet me, you'll realize one thing. He is just like how he is on Twitter, on interviews. And when you look me in my eyes, in my slanted eyes, if you can finally look hard enough and make eye contact with me, I promise you, you'll never be the same again.
All I can say is, don't ever change, my friend. Don't ever change. We definitely need to like you in the space, man. And talking about energy, man, this is a guy that's using the Wi-Fi. They're at Starbucks. So.
No, because I went out and
caffeine.
No, I went out and I didn't even drink coffee here. I just came for the internet. I was at the mall using Litecoin as payment at Hot Topic and Express. I bought a couple of things from there. I made videos, and then I looked at the clock. I had 20 minutes. So I drove to the nearest Starbucks, and I'm here with you.
Appreciate you, as does the audience. So out of all your travels, you know, what's one of the things that sticks out in your mind the most? So of all the rejection that you had when you're out there pushing Litecoin to merchants, what's like what maybe the craziest story that you have for us in trying to get somebody to adopt Litecoin?
All right. So
I already see the smile kick up.
Yeah. So see, this is what makes life fun. When you hear real stories in real life, instead of, yeah, I believe the block time should be this much, and, you know, all right, check it out. So Bitcoin Ben had a meetup in Oklahoma. And that day, for some reason, my son's football game went into double overtime. So I was driving from Wichita Falls, Texas, to Oklahoma, which is around 4 hours, and I was late. Because I wasn't going to leave my son's football game for a meetup. I don't care who's coming, right? So after the game, gave him a hug. Great job. Undefeated. 4 years, by the way. He's a stud like his daddy. And smarter. So I drove at the end. When I got there, it was like 11:30. I was late. But I said, you know what? I just feel like I have to go. I'm just going to go, right? I knew I missed it, but I said, I got to go. When I went there, I called Litecoin Lisa. I said, hey, I'm late. Is there any way I can still come by your house and stay the night over there? Because I didn't want to sleep in my truck, right? So she said, come over. And then bonded. Her husband loved me, right? So I found out her husband is a general manager at Subaru, at Bob Moore Subaru. By the way, Bob Moore Subaru, probably the biggest dealership in Oklahoma, right? So I go into his office the next day, looking all ghetto, just t-shirt, right? And I'm sitting in his office. Hey, yo, won't you give me a meeting with your VP of finance? He said, I think I can make that happen. I said, cool. Hold up. Let me shoot a 2-minute video of this dealership. He said, go ahead. So I bust out my ghetto phone, right? And I'm shooting because I'm still learning how to edit. I'm still learning. I'm just not good, right? Because I haven't done it before. So I'm shooting, and I post on Twitter. That thing gets, I think, close to 300,000 impressions in like 36 hours, right? So I go into the meeting with my phone and my Twitter in my pocket, right? And this computer that I'm talking to, and I plug it up to the big screen TV before he even walks in. And he tells me about volatility, you know, Bitcoin, fraud, you know, and how it can be hacked.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I didn't do that though.
I think he kind of read up, and he was just telling me for like 45 minutes how he felt. I like the guy, so I let him talk. Because a lot of smart people, they like to talk. And when you listen to them, they feel smarter, right? So I let him talk. But he doesn't know, for the past year, I've been going around being rejected and found a solution for every question any question that he had. I was going to listen because I already had a solution for everything, right? And I let him talk, and then I, step by step, all his things that he was worried about, I overcame them all. And I said, finally, I heard you guys paid thousands of dollars creating a Facebook group for your auto dealership. I said, yes, we did. And I heard you only have 1,000 friends on that Facebook page. He said, that's correct. I said, why don't you look at the screen for me real quick? And I played my Twitter. I said, this is a ghetto video that I shot 36 hours ago of your dealer, and you got close to 300,000 impressions on Twitter looking at your dealership. That's free. You still don't want to take Litecoin?
Tell you, man, every crypto project needs you. we just need to replicate, just cookie cutter you out, put you on all the major cryptocurrencies, and we'll have adoption in the next week or two. It'd be awesome.
But Beatles, you know what my strategy is?
Well, adoption, obviously, right? Just get out there, be real with people, show them solutions to their problems.
Yes. I don't plan. I don't strategize. I go with my gut feeling everywhere that I go. People think that I'm planning on computer where I'm going to go. No. Like that day, I wasn't supposed to go to Oklahoma, but something in my gut told me I needed to go. So I went. So because I'm a fighter, I also have big kahunas. I'm not scared of no man. I'm not scared of no CEO. I'm going to walk in there like I own the place if I'm confident about something. And what I'm confident about right now is Litecoin as a means of payment. I am 100% confident, because if I can convince Vice President of Finance at one of the biggest dealership in Oklahoma within 30 minutes, I'm ready to face anyone. And you know what? Those VPs and those people in the world, they don't care about if Bitcoin is better or more secure.
Sure.
They just want to know, how long has it been going? They want to know, is it reliable? I always say Bitcoin is like the H1 Hummer. It is secure. No one's going to freaking do anything to it. It's going to run over everything, and it goes slow as hell, right? 60 miles an hour. I've been in one, right? And I call Litecoin the Toyota. And I'm going to finish with this. Have you seen that commercial? There's a commercial. There's a hood open, and this hot woman is standing in the hood, waving. And a father and a son is driving. And the father says, son says, Dad, we should stop. He said, no, keep going, keep going, keep going. And it says, have you ever seen a Toyota on the side of the road? And then this lady turns into a monster.
I have not seen that commercial, but that's pretty awesome, my friend. So I've got a bunch more questions I'd love to ask you, but I think I'm going to save it for when we actually meet in person there at Coinvention, man, there in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great to do like a part two.
An introduction of the fire, and then when we meet, you actually feel the fire. That's why my hashtag is Ignite the Fire LTC.
Love it, man. So I'll have a bunch more for you then. I got to jump on a live stream here in just a couple minutes. So it was great hanging out with you. Like I said, man, love what you're doing. Don't ever change. Look forward to seeing you in person, man. So God bless and stay awesome.
Yo!
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Huge thanks to John Kim. I appreciate you, my friend. Got nothing but respect for what you're doing in life, as well as for Litecoin. And I look forward to meeting you in person there in Philadelphia at Coinvention to pick up part two of this interview. It's going to be a great time. Make sure you guys follow him on Twitter. It's in the description below. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.